Good morning once again. It's Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ. We're looking at popular Bible verses this week, and Psalms 23 verse 1 is a very popular verse. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now think with me this morning about this simple phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd." This carries more meaning than we have time to dive into today, but we can at least try to scratch the surface. You know, a shepherd held a very important and sometimes even dangerous position. It was the shepherd's responsibility to care for the sheep. Sheep who were prone to getting lost, in need of rescue, even nursed back to health, and even attacks by wild animals. Sheep were important food sources and wool that they would use for fabrics and clothes, and who knows what other things they use sheep for. If the shepherd doesn't care for his sheep, he will certainly lose his livelihood, and potentially he won't have the things that he needs and even his family needs. In John chapter 10, verses 11 through 14, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my own." You see here that a hireling isn't going to risk his life to save someone else's sheep. On the other hand, a true shepherd caring for his own sheep indeed will risk his life for his sheep, for they are that important to him. He recognizes their need for him. Jesus Christ is that good shepherd. He knows us, and if we are His, we know Him, as verse 14 tells us. When we were in danger because of sin, He gave His life for us that we might live eternally, spiritually. In the parable of the lost sheep, there was only one out of 100 sheep that was lost. But what did the good shepherd do? He left the 99 to search and save the one that was lost. And he celebrated greatly when he found that one. Hallelujah for such a shepherd, that when we were lost, our shepherd was willing to give it all to find us and to save us. You know, as sheep would graze and wander the grasslands back in, say, Bible times, there would be things that we read is called sheepfolds. And these folds would be possibly wooden structures or stone fencing where the sheep could be gathered at night so they could be safe from wild animals and attacks and maybe even thieves. And the door of these sheepfolds would often just be an open door. And it wouldn't have a door that necessarily closed back and forth, but it would be open. The sheep would follow the shepherd in there that night. And the shepherd would put himself in that opening. So the sheep, of course, wouldn't go out. But mainly because to prevent wild animals from coming in. He, in effect, put himself between the danger and his sheep. And this is exactly what Jesus was talking about in John 10 verse 7. As he said, "Most assuredly I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." You couldn't get to the sheep through the door unless you were a thief and came through the walls or a wild animal. You weren't going to get through the door because the shepherd was there. Jesus is there. When Jesus is our shepherd, he will guard us. In John 10 verse 1, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." The only way to find salvation is through the one door by which Jesus Christ our Lord, our shepherd, stands. He cannot, or you cannot, be saved by any other religious leader, nor any other prophet, nor any other God. Salvation is found only through the door that is kept by Jesus Christ to His Father, our Father, God in heaven. Thank you this morning. Please come and visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. Check out all of our lessons on our website at churchofchrist@oakland.com. You can hear our radio lessons or any of our sermons that are preached at the Oakland Church of Christ. Thanks and have a blessed day.